RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King-Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Whip out your high heels, all Her Radio listeners. We're going to learn how to use your high heels for self-defense with Avital Zeisler, world-renowned hand-to-hand combat expert and a women's empowerment coach. Welcome to Her Radio, Avital. We're so happy to have you here. Oh my gosh, tell us about this Weapons of Fitness. Good grief, what's going on? You have a book called Weapons of Fitness. Tell us what we can do with our high heels.
Yeah, well, the high heels portion of the self-defense curriculum for women, it really is an example of how to address the difference, you know, the differences that female defenders need to address. And when it comes to surviving, whether you're in your high heels and facing an active attack and a confirmed threat, or you're actually able to grab the shoe itself, I work with women on survival reactions that really allow them to adapt to the unknown variables that happen on the street. And so, what happens is when you're, you know, if you want, I can go into the whole reactive spectrum if you want, or I can show you just how to, you know, hold the actual shoe itself and how to use it as an improvised weapon. So wherever you guys want to start, I'm ready to go.
Well, I would love it. Make sure to tell us the Soteria method.
Correct. The Soteria method. Yes. That's the name of the method.
Yes.
And so the method is really a unique practice of self-defense, fitness, and empowerment for women. And it really is a, you know, 360-degree approach to self-care for women. And, you know, it kind of drives from my personal experience. I had this moment that I just redefined self-defense for myself to go far beyond the physical capabilities of defending myself. That if you have real, authentic self-defense in your life, it means that you can create, live, and protect a life that you love.
Okay,
and
now
so,
why did you start doing these training programs? You were a victim of an assault, and is that really what got you on this track?
Yes, I was a victim of a sexual assault, and just trying to overcome the trauma associated with that. I really had a difficult time just having any positive reaction to life after the incident. And the one thing that really, you know, got me into a functional state again, not totally healed, but at least doing something positive in my life, was learning self-defense. And that moment that switched that for me was when I learned the defenses to the elements and variables of the attack that I had actually experienced.
Oh, I see.
That was, for the first time, I felt like I was doing something positive towards the situation.
Excellent. Okay. Yes. And so this Soteria method, and Soteria, I hope I'm saying that right, is a Greek goddess of safety, and that's why you decided to call it that?
Well, I had read about it actually randomly on the internet, and just when I
really?
Read the whole concept of, you know, a goddess who could protect herself for me, it totally, you know, it embodied what I wanted to learn for myself, how to, you know, enhance and protect my femininity and also my safety. And
okay.
When I just read about that, I was like, oh my God, I have to call it the Soteria method.
I just totally love that. All right, we've got a high heel in our hands. Tell us what to do.
So, yes, if you have the opportunity to remove your shoes and hold your heel, whether you're standing up and facing an attack standing or you're on the ground, what I recommend for women to begin with is to learn a classic hammer fist. It's one of my favorite upper body combatives. And the classic hammer fist is when you, if you guys, you know, do with me and over the phone, but if you're making a fist and it's the soft side of the fist towards the pinky side, and that's your surface area where you're hitting specific targets on an attacker. But what's beautiful about the hammer fist is you create a 90-degree bend at the elbow joint, and it's just a lot of support, and it's a stronger surface area to use. But you can have such a wide adaptation of angles when you're you know, defending on the street. And women really love it. They resonate with it. And it's just so adaptable. So whether I'm going for someone's face using a downward hammer fist or the back of someone's head, or I'm taking an angle, or I'm doing a back hammer fist to a taller attacker, or I'm going low behind me to someone's groin, it really allows me, to hit targets. And I just want to say one thing quickly is when I teach women how to strike, whether you're holding an improvised weapon like the high heel or not, the only objective is to disrupt the attacker's thought process, because when you do that, it allows you to create a moment as the attacker is recovering to leverage off of that for another defensive move. And the reason I show women that is because I start to eliminate all of the expected, you know, outcomes that you think you need to create, like inflicting a certain amount of pain or having a certain physical reaction. I show women how to let go of that and just hit primary targets on the attacker. And so when it comes to holding the heel itself, nothing changes for the hammer fist. The only thing is that you have now an improvised weapon in a different surface area to work with.
Uh-huh. So when I'm actually doing that hammer fist, am I holding the shoe in that hand?
Yes. So you're holding the body of the shoe so that the heel itself protrudes from the side of the hammer fist, like from the side of the grip of the fist itself. And then as you're executing the hammer fist, nothing changes with the angles from the classic hammer fist.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I've even done, you know, choke releases where I've been able to grab my shoe, whether I'm being pushed against the wall, and have the shoe in my hand and do the exact same mechanical release as I have, you know, that opportunity to use the shoe with a back hammer fist. It's just one example of how effective it can be.
Oh, fantastic. Now, do you describe all of this in Weapons of Fitness? Tell me about the book.
Yeah, so the method itself, it like I said, it's broken down into three major categories. You have hardcore self-defense, which I call soteria survival, and that's everything from violence prevention. So how do you make yourself a hard target and not face an attack? And then if you are targeted for violence, how do you physically defend yourself? And the fitness portion of the method really works off of the self-defense aspects and elements of the method. But I created the Weapons of Fitness workout in a very specific format that allows women, whether they want to do it first thing in the morning or, you know, anytime during the day, you can do it in your own home, in a hotel room, wherever you need to do it. But it allows you to really ingrain the muscle memory for mm-hmm. your combative work for the street while sculpting your ultimate feminine figure. And that's something that I had to wrestle with, and I had to do trial and error, so that I could really get the strength and the mechanical movements to survive mm-hmm. a situation and handle my training, but still look like the woman I want to look like.
Oh, how interesting.
What Weapons
so you're kind of getting
is.
A win-win. Yeah, you're getting a nice win-win. Well, I went to your website, everyone out there, Soteria Method. That's S as in Sam, O-T as in Tom, E-R-I-A, method.com. Boy, I saw some pretty good stuff there. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you're one powerful woman, and you look feminine, and you look fantastic. And where do you teach this? How can women learn more?
Well, I wrote the first book for a reason, that I could start a self-defense conversation with my readers, not only in New York City where I started the business, but also, you know, internationally. And I've now started to launch online videos that women can learn, parts of the method. And I'm also working on developing instructors and having instructors in local communities so that any woman, my dream is around the world, can, you know, read the book, they can watch the videos online, they can take a local class, and then they can have, you know, a local workshop and seminar, which is what I'm personally doing. So I'm going around traveling right now, you know, bringing awareness of self-defense and empowerment to women, and just, you know, doing it one day at a time and getting, you know, people more aware. It's just amazing to watch.
Oh, I
but
just love it.
On
everyone.
The website. Yep.
Oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. Avital Zeisler is who we've been talking to, world-renowned hand-to-hand combat expert, women's empowerment coach, and the author of Weapons of Fitness. Get on over to her website, soteriamethod.com. This is awesome stuff. Honey, I'm going to go over there right away, and you know something? I want to learn a heck of a lot more. You've been so helpful, helping us understand, hey, how to use your high heels for self-defense. Thank you for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Ropes, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you got a health question that you want both of us to answer, please email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. And whatever you do, please, please, please stay well.